The Grammys have a new category this year, Best Spoken Word Poetry Album. Poet Jay Ivey helped create the category and is in the running, though he didn't nominate himself, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
As a national trustee for the Recording Academy, Jay Ivey wanted to honor his literary genre.
A poet will be bringing home a Grammy, and it'll be the first poet since Maya Angelou.
Ivey was nominated for his sixth album, The Poet Who Sat By the Door.
Back in high school, I had a teacher named Ms. Argue. What I learned is you're not gonna argue with somebody named Ms. Argue. Daily, she wanted to challenge our young minds, so she searched for ways to make us look in the mirror and ask, who are you? One day she gave the class some homework and now it's to write a poem when we got home. Reluctant to expose my soul, I had no idea that writing poetry could have my mind so far gone.
Writing and performing poetry, often with music, is Jay Ivey's passion.
I've seen the superpower that is poetry. I've seen it shift people's lives. I've seen it save lives. I have a quote that says, poetry is the seed of every song ever written, whether it's somebody rapping or somebody singing, or it being spoken, it's a poem there.
He says his poems are often about his life as a Black man in America, and they begin by listening to his heart and his community. In fact, Listen is the title of one track on his album, which includes singers like Sir the Baptist.
Are you listening to the world you see?
Ivey was born James Ivey Richardson II on the south side of Chicago in 1976. Jay Ivey spat rhymes as a teen, and in college, he wrote about his family. Ivey says his dad's drug and alcohol abuse meant they didn't see each other for a decade. Not long after they reconnected, his father died. Ivey put that pain into a poem.
Dear Dad, these words are being written and spoken because my heart and soul feel broken. I laugh to keep from crying, but I still haven't healed after all of my years, my goofiness and joking. You got me open, hoping this ill feeling will pass, won't last. I wear a mask, and my peace won't ask for the truth. Truthfully speaking, the truth hurts, but I'm beyond hurting.
That's Ivey performing for HBO Deaf Poetry Jam in 2005. By then, he'd worked his way around open mics and hosted the hottest poetry nights in Chicago. When he performed at the Apollo Theater for Russell Simmons Deaf Poetry, he got a standing ovation.
That was like my first big break. I always describe it as like a sprinter making it to the Olympics.
On Deaf Poetry, he also performed another of his poems, Never Let Me Down.
Vibrations is what I'm into. Yeah, I need my loop by rent day, but that ain't what gives me the heart of Kunta Kinte.
Hip-hop artist Kanye West and Jay-Z were so impressed by that performance, they flew Ivey to L.A. to record his poem on a track for the album they were putting together, The College Dropout.
I too dream in color and in rhyme, so I guess I'm one of a kind in a full house, because whenever I open my heart, my soul, or my mouth, a touch of God reigns out.
Kanye was like, man, that was great. People coming in the studio, getting chills, tears in their eyes. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this moment is actually happening.
It was at that recording session that Ivey met singer John Stevens, whose music he admired.
So I'm like, oh man, what's up, man? It sounds like that music my folks used to listen to back in the day. I was like, man, you sound like one of the legends. I was like, you a legend. Matter of fact, that's what I'm going to call you from now on. I'm going to call you the legend.
John Legend, as he's been known ever since, is on Ivy's Grammy-nominated album.
I keep on running, but my feet don't get tired.
The album also features collaborations with musicians Slick Rick, PJ Morton, his wife singer Tari Ture, and Abiodun Oyewole, a member of The Last Poets.
Jay Ivey is probably one of the most honest people I know. His work is very genuine.
Oyewole says Ivey is continuing the mission of his 1960s Black Nationalist Poetry Collective.
Jay Ivey's work is to be heard. It's not to be whispered. It's to be said loud in your face. And he has a certain kind of finesse.
Do your actions mirror the things that your spirit already knows?
That's poet Jay Ivey. And I'm Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.